Well, let's talk about your first choice, South Wind by Norman Douglas, published in 1917. It's about a group of louche characters swanning about Capri. What is it you like about this book?
I had a very wonderful influence on my life when I was quite young. Her name was Mrs. Bird, Mrs. Ellis Bird. She had a second-hand bookshop at the top of Bourke Street in Melbourne. And after school, I would visit her. She was a very dignified old lady, and she was very frequently sitting in her shop, filled with books, sipping sherry with a member of the Catholic clergy, because the shop was near a cathedral, and a lot of nuns and priests used to call in on Mrs. Bird. Well, she would always call me Mr. Humphreys. Now, when a schoolboy is addressed thus, it's very flattering, as you can imagine, Mariella. And she said to me one day, "Mr. Humphreys, I think you're ready for this." The priest would always look up when she said something like that. She must have said that to him several times.
I don't know what you mean.
After the shop had closed. And she produced some pretty exotic things. South Wind was the first. Was I ready for it? Well, I thought I might have been. I didn't understand it fully, but it's a pretty entertaining book. It was quite a bestseller in its time. Ran into many, many editions. And I have all the editions. I have every edition of this book.
But so what was it about this book that you became so devoted to it? Because to have all the editions of a book suggests that it ranks very, very high.
It's very hard to get the first edition with a dust jacket. That's what I'm still looking for.
So this is a plea for the last copy.
This could be a plea. But it was a picture of a society that has vanished. A group of eccentric and curious people who lived on the island of Capri. And I still go to the island of Capri, but I don't visit the main street with all the Fendis and Ferragamos. It's still a wonderful place. And it's a kind of pagan novel. It's vastly entertaining, and I still enjoy it. I read it about once a year.
Your latest book is a biography of your most famous creation, the glorious Dame Edna Everidge, but you've also written two volumes of autobiography yourself. So it's a genre you clearly enjoy. What do you think makes for a compelling life story? It's not necessarily a big life, is it?
It has to be truthful, I think. I think every life is interesting. Every life is dramatic.
Segment 1.
Well, let's talk about your first choice, South Wind by Norman Douglas, published in 1917. It's about a group of louche characters swanning about Capri. What is it you like about this book?
I had a very wonderful influence on my life when I was quite young. Her name was Mrs. Bird, Mrs. Ellis Bird. She had a second-hand bookshop at the top of Bourke Street in Melbourne. And after school, I would visit her. She was a very dignified old lady, and she was very frequently sitting in her shop, filled with books, sipping sherry with a member of the Catholic clergy.
Segment 2.
Because the shop was near a cathedral, and a lot of nuns and priests used to call in on Mrs. Bird. Well, she would always call me Mr. Humphreys. Now, when a schoolboy is addressed thus, it's very flattering, as you can imagine, Mariella. And she said to me one day, "Mr. Humphreys, I think you're ready for this." The priest would always look up when she said something like that. She must have said that to him several times.
I don't know what you mean.
After the shop had closed. And she produced some pretty exotic things. South Wind was the first.
Segment 3.
Was I ready for it? Well, I thought I might have been. I didn't understand it fully, but it's a pretty entertaining book. It was quite a bestseller in its time. Ran into many, many editions. And I have all the editions. I have every edition of this book.
But so what was it about this book that you became so devoted to it? Because to have all the editions of a book suggests that it ranks very, very high.
It's very hard to get the first edition with a dust jacket. That's what I'm still looking for.
So this is a plea for the last coffee.
This is a plea. This could be a plea. But it was a picture of a society that has vanished.
Segment 4.
A group of eccentric and curious people who lived on the island of Capri. And I still go to the island of Capri, but I don't visit the main street with all the Fendis and Ferragamos. It's still a wonderful place. And it's a kind of pagan novel. It's vastly entertaining, and I still enjoy it. I read it about once a year.
Your latest book is a biography of your most famous creation, the glorious Dame Edna Everidge, but you've also written two volumes of autobiography yourself. So it's a genre you clearly enjoy. What do you think makes for a compelling life story? It's not necessarily a big life, is it?
It has to be truthful, I think. I think everyone, every life is interesting. Every life is dramatic.